Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 277.
We should start all over again.
I fucked up. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes. And this is episode 277. Is it right? Did I get it right this time? Yeah. This is take two, guys. But everyone, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast here based in Houston, Texas. And Ray and I have some things that we've done this weekend and things to talk about. So how are you, Ray?
I'm just fine. And we've done some things together.
Yes, we've done things together.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just fine. A little tired. Had a little massage after work today. So.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so a bit of weekend update. Last weekend, what happened? What happened to you this weekend? The last weekend?
See, I found an apartment.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right, that's cool.
So, waiting to hear back on the application stuff for all that. Other than that, I kind of vegged this weekend. I didn't really do anything worthwhile, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Then, of course, see that door? Kind of went on a, that's about it. I bet most of the weekend went out and with a friend Saturday night and had dinner and hung out and just talked. And we watched The Knowing.
Yes, Knowing, the one with Nicolas Cage.
Yes. So
what do you think?
Spoiler alert.
I don't
God's
like
an
it.
Alien. God's an alien.
God's an alien. Yeah, pretty much. So, but you know, I. There's nothing about Knowing in the whole. What does the predictions got to do with the whole destruction thing?
That's the whole thing is that everybody knows that the end of time is going to eventually come, but we just don't know when. Mm-hmm. And this woman knew, and she was in the Knowing, and she tried to, and she wrote all these prophecies down, and
it
came true. And then, I mean, because at the end, you know, it's Nicolas Cage realized that, you know, that he's lived his life wrong and he needs to accept some stuff, and he goes and he dies with his family. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. It's really a sad film.
Yeah, it's very sad. Mm-hmm. Especially that there's a scene where the angels show one of the kids the apocalypse, and you see all these animals running out of the woods burning, and it's like, ooh, a little graphic there.
I know. It's really sad.
So, but they say the rabbits.
They say rabbits. But I saw it a couple of months ago, and I liked it at the beginning and all the thrill, and then in the end, I was just disappointed. So, I don't know. I kind of wasted an hour and a half on that one, I think.
Then I started watching
Coraline.
They kept calling her Caroline. Coraline. Made absolutely no sense to me. I stopped it in the middle and cut it off.
It's a kid's movie. What can I say?
Yeah, but still, it just... I like kids' movies, and I usually like stuff that gets done, but it was just made absolutely no sense to me.
Well, it's very artistic in a sense because it's by Neil Gaiman. But okay, well, just a little bit update of myself. I've been on a liquid diet last weekend, and I'm really readjusting right now. And that's pretty much I could say. I don't know if I'm having any of those. Anyway, so let's fast forward to Sunday. Sunday was really exciting because we got to see
G.I. Joe, the real American hero.
Mm-hmm. And so. It's something that I grew up with. It's a cartoon before, and he made it the motion picture. So, what do you think?
I don't think it's going to win any Oscars. Really,
no.
I don't think it's going to win any Oscars, but, you know, it was G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, not the G.I. Joe I grew up with. It's the G.I. Joe of G.I. Joe, I guess, of what, the 80s?
Mm-hmm. Well, so. You would notice that, you know, they have those accelerators. These are things already you've seen on the previews, okay? Two guys were wearing suits, and they're called accelerators. It's like Iron Man at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was what I always liked about the G.I. Joe cartoons. Actually, I liked all the Cobra equipment because the Cobra always had the cool looking stuff.
Actually, they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Cobra always had like the cool looking tanks and planes and everything else. G.I. Joe didn't have that so much, you know. They're just regular Joes, but yeah.
But you know, with Cobra, they have the lasers. They have those. Yeah, they have lasers and stuff.
Pulse
and
the cannons, I think,
pulse cannons, and the Joes have rockets and rifles. Yeah. So we can see the technology right there that they're more advanced in such in a way.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But it's very good. I mean, one of the actors I like is I'm gonna screw up his name, Odwell Awun Ajibi. He used to be on what crap was he on? TV show. Not Prison Break. What was the other one? The gay one.
Superstition. Superstition. Well, no.
What is that? What is Superstition? Not a prison show.
Oz.
Oz. That's
Oz. Okay.
He was on Oz. Mm-hmm. He was one of the bad guys on Oz. So.
I see. And Doctor Who was there too. Well, the one who played.
Well, Christopher Eccleston was there, yeah. He played one of the bad guys, so.
Yeah.
He became Destro. Destro. So.
Okay. There's one thing I really observed in the whole movie. Okay. Going back in the cartoon back then, nobody dies, right? If your plane gets shot or your ship gets shot, you get to eject and escape, and nobody dies.
This is a movie. You had to do a little more crap.
I know.
Everybody had to keep having their heads blown off.
Well, yeah, it's Hollywood, so yeah, they have to have some gore and blood, and so yeah, they have that.
I haven't found it very interesting that Joseph Gordon-Levitt got like a main character role.
Yeah,
even though he was only there on screen for a short period of time, but it's interesting. Even though he's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
He was very good in Mysterious Skin, so I mean, you know, but
he's very promising.
So.
Mm-hmm. And okay, we're not gonna spoil it, but in the end, if you watch G.I. Joe, there's a good twist. I think the twist was pretty good, don't you think?
What twist?
The twist that, you know, it's him all along.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, somebody's running the show, and nobody really knows who. And I think, you know, mm-hmm. It was cool to see that Ray Park was in the show, even though you don't get to see his face because he plays Snake Eyes. But you'll get to see him in Heroes quite plenty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Channing Tatum. Let's talk about Channing Tatum.
Which one is she? Is he?
He is Duke.
Oh, Duke. Oh, okay.
So,
what do you think?
You know,
he looks pretty cute.
He's cute. All the girls were raving at him at work about how cute he was, blah, blah, blah. He's okay. I mean, I wouldn't kick him out of bed or anything, but.
No.
I don't know. I was okay. I mean, he looks hot as in a little military suit, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. He was a good character. He acted pretty well there, I think. Yeah. Okay, Ray, hold on. Can you hold for a second?
What?
Because I need to.
Miner's got to go choke his chicken.
I need to choke my chicken. Hold on. Okay. No, go away.
It's a recording.
Okay, I finished choking my chicken. All right. Okay. So where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about G.I. Joe and the character of Duke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. More about the G.I. Joe. Did you notice that it's like a Star Wars film?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an action-adventure film. I mean, come on.
No, I mean the way it was patterned. There are... Because with Star Wars, there were three battles that are going on. I kind of like that. There's all these things happening all
together. Well, there's always a main plot and a bunch of subplots that are going on in the movie. So
there you have Storm Shadow.
There's almost too much. You know, and we'll talk about this in Defying Gravity too. Flashbacks are highly overused.
Is it really? Story. Yeah, that's true. Oh, I mean, Defying Gravity is going to be all about that. You know, that.
But I think that's one of the worst. You know, sometimes you have to have it, but it's like every 5 minutes you have a flashback, it's just like, okay, we need to stop this. Mm-hmm. Develop the story in the now.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the past, you should have done this whole preview episode and then move forward.
Or do a prequel or something.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
Flashback, and that just kind of got annoying that they kept having doing these flashbacks. And it's just like, oh my God, we got to go see what happened in the past, get them to here. And it's just, I think they're being overused these days. I think mm-hmm. we've lost some good writers somewhere, and some other writers need to take over. But
yeah. But yeah, let's shift gears about Defying Gravity. So what's Defying Gravity about?
It is a show on ABC that just started about 3 weeks ago. If you've missed it, you can catch it on Hulu. It's about a group of astronauts that are taking the grand tour of our solar system. They're going to be on a 6-year mission. It's 8 astronauts, you know, and this show's all about flashbacks. Like every 5 minutes there's a flashback at some point. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I get away from that eventually.
Yeah.
But it has a couple bears in it.
Yep.
It has the guy, character playing Raleigh Crane, who's Ty Olson, who you might remember as Plow Guy from Men in Trees. He's also the Colonel so-and-so on Battlestar Galactica, and he's been in a bunch of other stuff too. So.
He's the one in Eureka too, right? The robotic.
I think he's been in Eureka too.
The robotic sheriff.
I don't know about the robotic sheriff. I don't know about that. But he's been
in, he was in Eureka. He was in Eureka for just one episode. Yeah.
He was in Supernatural. He was in X-Men, Alien vs. Predator. I mean, he's been in a bunch. He's like that guy that gets a role in everything. I mean, he's average Joe looking. He's actually very cute. Mm-hmm. He's toned down some of his bearish. I mean, he's actually.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Lost a lot of weight, and he's not as bearish as he used to be. So, but you know, he's still cute as hell.
I do like that scene when they had to have sex. I mean, sex in space.
Yeah.
That's awesome, don't you think? You all get naked and you're floating around.
Yeah.
And you're both very light. And
There's also a character called Steve Wassenfelder, mm-hmm. who is Dylan Taylor, who is a kind of a cubbish, bearish guy himself. So mm-hmm. he's kind of the geek perv of the ship.
So, they put a pervert in space. Okay, so that,
you know, he had a whole bunch of porn uploaded to.
He was trying to hack.
But one of the characters that I like, and I've always liked her, is the character Jean Crane, which is played by Christina Cox, who used to be Vicki Nelson in Blood Ties.
Okay, I didn't get to watch Blood Ties.
I like Blood Ties, and I like her character. She's been in a bunch of other shows too, but mm-hmm. I really liked her character on Blood Ties. She's kind of always a very positive, straightforward, female character. So
yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I think what else she's been in. She's in CSI Miami, House, Bones, Numbers.
That's right. I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she's also in Stargate. Atlantis. Atlantis. She's a Fall World. She's one of the people on Atlantis. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but it's an interesting show. It's a little slow starting, and I highly recommend. But I still highly recommend anybody go pick it.
Okay, if you guys like Grey's Anatomy, this is like Grey's Anatomy in space. That's what you're saying.
I've never watched Grey's Anatomy, so I can't say. But it's a space drama, kind of mystery. I don't think it's made up its mind what it wants to be yet.
Yeah.
So.
But with all those background, with all those flashbacks, I guess they pretty much have it set already. I think.
Yeah. So, but there's also supposedly an alien on board that's kind of controlling everything that happens on the mission, and we're starting to find out more and more about it as the episodes go on too. So.
Ooh, exciting! I like these. Yeah.
And this is
movies.
Set in 20. I'm trying to.
2015. 20 something?
No, 2045.
Oh, sorry, 2052, I think. Or, yeah, something like that. In the middle of the century, yeah. Wow. So, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is on ABC, right? There's another movie, TV show that is on ABC. It's called Modern Family. And we were watching G.I. Joe. Well, we were watching the previews for previews
20 on 20.
Mm-hmm. On G.I. Joe and Modern Family. It's the first comedy to be a series on ABC. It's coming this September. And there are two gay guys there. Actually, they're bears. One is an otter, pretty much, and one is a big bear. Jesse Tyler
Ferguson. Well, the other one said he's gaining weight because of the pregnancy.
Oh, really? No. They adopted
the
baby.
What he said on the thing that he had sympathy pains.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so these are characters. Their names are Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street. They play as Mitchell and Cameron. They in the TV show, they adopted a baby, and they're supposed to be the gay couple. So okay, so these are three families. It's a TV show. It's a comedy with about three families. One is a normal family with their kids and stuff and husband and wife. And one is a couple with Ed O'Neill, the one who played Al Bundy in Married with Children.
Mm-hmm. And he's married to a much, much younger wife.
Yes, very much younger wife. And the third family is, Mitchell and Cameron, who is a gay bear couple. I would refer to them as a gay bear couple, really. And the guy's bearded and he's otter-ish. And Eric Stone Street. Okay. I don't know, Ray, if you've seen Girls Will Be Girls. I think I mentioned this to you, but Eric Stone.
I don't watch all those chick flicks like you.
No. It's not a chick flick. It's not at all a chick flick. It's actually drag queens. But they're
like I said, I don't watch chick flicks.
They are drag queens that portray themselves as girls in the movie, and they have Avril Jean Merman and Evie and who else? I forgot. But Eric Stone Street is one of the characters there, Dr. Benson, I believe, and he. Was all that's the first time I really recognized him, and I guess that's one of the biggest roles that he had, and now he's on going to be a series on Modern Family, and I think ABC is very confident about this because even though there are three families and there's a gay couple, I think it's going to be a good TV series. Hopefully the same way as Will and Grace did. And
The series premieres Wednesday, September the 23rd at 8 Central.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. That's next month. Oh, my God. I got to set my DVR. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. How about...
How about gay pigs and swine flu?
No, gay pigs and swine flu. No.
If you have sex with gay pigs, you get the swine flu.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is some news from Malaysia. Actually, I got this from Raw Story. So, gay sex can lead to swine flu, according to the Malaysian media. Okay, so it says here in the article, Malaysia's state-run news agency is urging its readers to avoid homosexual sex and masturbation if they want to remain free of swine flu. An article published Sunday by Bernama, the Malaysian government news agency, singles out homosexual sex as an activity that can cause people to contract swine flu, while also emphasizing that normal sex union between members of the opposite sex was absolutely safe. So if you're having
straight
sex... So
what's the difference? How do you get swine flu one to the other? I mean, you said something about friction. I mean, there's friction in both.
Yeah, it says here that... homosexual sex caused the body to develop friction heat, which in turn produced acid and made the body hyperacidized. So,
and normal sex doesn't produce this friction and cause the body to acidize?
I know. That's kind of stupid. I'm sorry, but it's a fail. It's a big fail on their side. That's all I could say.
I think that's some kind of propaganda, some BS. I think they're thinking everybody in the Philippines are stupid or something.
No. It's Malaysia. It's not the Philippines. Okay.
Malaysia. Excuse me. Maybe they think all the people from Malaysia are stupid. Mm-hmm. Let's call Peter and ask him.
Oh, no. Don't say they're stupid. There are people there. There's the big boys in Malaysia. There's a Ahad who goes there.
I didn't say they were stupid. I said the Malaysian press is thinking the Malaysian people are Malaysian stupid press. If they believe that.
And that's what they're propagating. Yeah, that's really sad.
I mean, you know, next thing, the American media is going to pick it up and they're going to say there's no homosexuals in the U.S.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's Iraq. Sorry.
That's Iraq. Oh, I was talking to Mike earlier. He was telling me, this is an old story. And the way it was in the news many months ago, or last year, something like that, the way they, when they catch gays there in Iraq, they would put some some kind of glue in their asshole, and they make them drink laxatives. That's the way they punish them. I gotta look for that article. Have you ever read that?
No.
You've never read that? That's what I heard.
I thought they just killed them.
No, they somewhat want to make them suffer, and that's the way they made them suffer. They glue their ass, and they make them drink laxatives. Isn't that terrible?
So what do you do? Explode eventually?
I don't know. Well, yeah, you'll get some kind of internal hemorrhaging or something, or
diverticulitis or something.
Let's not go there. Yeah, glue.
It sounds like a frat trick more than it does, you know. But I'm not, you know, nothing surprises me. I don't know. People are crazy.
Okay. Here, Sunday Times. Rekki says, gays are being shot to death by militias and anti-gay family and tribe members, allegedly executed by the government. Wait, let me see. Let me get to that point. Anus. Okay. Ah, here's the article. Okay. In the latest twist on the Iraq versus gays, Iraqi gays' anus is glued shut. Okay, they're having their anuses glued shut by death squads. This is from the sfbaytimes.com. So yeah, it's new. Well, I guess it's news. It's news from 2 months ago. No, 3 months ago, April. Around April. Yeah, it's really sad. That's terrible. Wow. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it that anymore. That's really terrible. It's really sad. Anyway, okay, let's talk about something pleasant. How's that?
Okay,
here's my surprise question for you, okay? Since we were on the topic of G.I. Joe earlier, and this is honestly something that I haven't asked you about before, what other cartoons did you use to watch when you were young?
Oh, when I was young, it was Scooby-Doo, before they brought that damn Scrappy Dog bullshit up on there.
Oh, you hate Scrappy Dog?
And Speed Buggy, and Grape Ape. Let's see, what else did I watch? What else used to be on? Oh, Jason of Starkman, Space Academy, Land of the Lost.
Oh, Land of the Lost, not the Will Ferrell version.
Not that Will Ferrell bullshit.
I did not bother watching that.
Didn't do anything in the movie theater because it was bad. Bad.
That was really a waste.
Whoever sold Land of the Lost off at Sid and Marty Krofft should be beaten. They should have their ass glued and being fed
laxatives.
Laxatives.
Okay.
Now, if that happened to Will Ferrell, that shit would be funny. I'd laugh my ass off about that with Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
Because I do not like him.
You don't like Will Ferrell?
I do not like Will Ferrell. I do not like Will Ferrell with green eggs and ham. I do not like Will Ferrell at all. So,
How about Super Friends?
Super Friends, back when they had, before the Wonder Twins got on there, I'm trying to remember who the two kids were, because there was like a Scooby-Doo, there was like a Shaggy character and a Velma character on there, and the Shaggy character always walked around with a cape, and neither one of them had any powers. They just happened to be wandering around and always be there, and the Super Friends did something.
I remember that.
And they had the Wonder Twins, it was kind of cool. Because, you know, one of the twin powers activate, and then they had Gleek.
But you know that one of the twin powers activate is really a big phenomenon.
Yeah.
Well, phenomenon in such a way that almost everybody in the world who watched Super Friends, they could quote that. One of the twin powers activate. But anyway,
And then Space Ghost, Thundar, is it Thundar the Barbarian?
Yep, Thundar the Barbarian.
And then
Herculoids.
Herculoids. I'm trying to. God, that was a long time ago, Maynard. That was a very, very long time ago.
Yeah, Thunder.
I mean, I only had. You would think I only had three TV stations. I should have been able to remember all this.
Mm-hmm. I like the Super Friends versus the what is it? The Hall of Doom. Is that right?
Yeah, Hall of Doom. Yeah.
Legion of Doom. Sorry, Legion of Doom. The Legion of Doom. They have that Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
Thing which never made sense to me.
Yeah, I know. And they all fit in there. And what else? I like that. I wish I could get the DVDs of that. If I could buy it. I'm sure they're out there, right?
They're out there. I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah. And
what else was big? Oh. The Banana Splits. I vaguely remember them.
Do you remember the one with the Dune Buggy? And the horn gives it powers.
I don't know about the horn that gives it power. I remember Speed Buggy.
Speed Buggy, is that what it is? That it's a jalopy. It's a really messed up dune buggy. And then if they put the horn on him, it becomes powered. I don't know. I don't remember.
Was it like a live show?
Yeah, it is a live show. Yes.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I don't remember what it was called.
It's alongside Shazam Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
Yeah. There's another Sid Marty Krofft show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like those. And Isis was pretty good too.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, so yeah, those are pretty much what I used to watch when I was young. And it's every Saturday morning and I always get to watch that. Oh, when I was young, also Knight Rider. Used to watch that. You didn't like Knight Rider?
That was prime time for me.
Yeah, I know Excalibur would give me a hard time about that because you know, right now at this point in time, I really don't like David Hasselhoff. But back then,
you know, I thought Kit was cool. I always wanted my own Kit, but I wanted Kit to be a sassy black woman.
Oh, really? Oh, instead of a guy talking,
yeah, but you sassy know, black girl, like, man, what the hell are you be doing driving up in here like that?
Oh my god! But anyway, I think that kind of triggered, though, you know, because David Hasselhoff was kind of hairy back then, and I was interested. I got he is hairy. Well, I guess he's hairy still. No, it's just that back then he has those shirtless moments. Not that I was really attracted, but I got interested with guys with hair, with hairy chests. And yeah, that's pretty much how I became a bear chaser, I guess, because I was intrigued by people with having
David Hasselhoff.
Oh my god, I don't really want to admit that, but
and it's gay because of David Hasselhoff.
I would say more of Jason Alexander or Brian Dennehy or the other bigger guys, that are older now. Anyway, yeah, so I guess that's the stuff we used to watch. Oh, so listeners, if you're what do you used to watch? What do you remember? Do we have the same? Oh, Transformers, of course, and G.I. Joe, of course.
See, that's all later. I was in either high school or I'm trying to think. That was 80s. So I was in high school then, so I only caught some of that stuff. The big one when I was a kid that I used to watch after school was G-Force, not these gerbils.
Oh.
G-Force.
That's right, when we were talking about
Tiny
G-Force.
And Jason and Keop and I can't remember what they.
I've always thought that was very cool. Them jumping around and their capes can make them fly somehow.
Francis,
yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what the guy that drove the race car, because he was like so gay.
Is that how you remembered it? There's a lot of Japanese. Ultraman, Power. Oh, it's Star Rangers. God, there's a lot of Japanese too that I used to watch.
Now, when I got older, like when I was in my late 20s, I got big into Power Rangers. But
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Just because I could sit down and watch it, and you know, I didn't have to really think about anything.
Yeah.
Except for how stiff it was, and
there's a big chub guy there too, right? One of the goofy characters. There are two guys that ran along with the Power Rangers.
What's his name? Bull and
Bull or Bulk? Bull, I think. I think it's Bull.
Bull and something else. I can't remember the two names. It's been a while.
But yeah, it's there was a bear.
I just remember when it first came on, Red Ranger was hot.
Really?
Yeah, he was hot. He reminded me of Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Still hot.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. So, well, we've been going on for about 3 minutes now. Anyway, what else going to talk about? What else do you have in mind?
That's it. I think that's enough for tonight.
Yeah. I know.
Besides, you got to go stroke your chicken again.
Yeah, I have to eat dinner. Oh, just a little heads up about the... he's on Facebook called Bear Art. If you search for Bear Art, it's in one of my friends on Facebook. It's actually Hans Payan Geller, and he's got a gallery in Houston. And I was there yesterday. I was telling you about it, Ray, that he's got this exhibit called Experimenting with Bears, and they have it.
He's past experimenting with bears. He's married to one.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, experimenting with bear art, okay?
Oh, okay.
But then you and I were out of town. I was in my trip, my 2-week trip. You were in Comic Con when they had this show at the opening at their place, and about 150 people came over in that small gallery, and they were they sold a few bear art there. There's a lot of graphic ones, really, guys fucking and the bear with his ass up and the guys rimming. It's really a very graphic art. So if you're on Facebook, look for Bear Art, and that's the name that he's using, Bear Art. So it's one of my friends, friends on Facebook. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, yeah, you can check that out. I'm Nard BR Chase on Facebook. Anyway, I guess that's it. What are you gonna do this weekend or this week? We're gonna meet up at HAB this Wednesday, right?
Wednesday night, yep. HAB meeting. So
okay, and then on the weekend we have a tournament.
Softball. Well, you have a tournament. I don't. I have a weekend of packing.
Oh, that's right. You need help?
I always need help.
Okay. So.
I need somebody that is clothing savvy to come up here and go through my wardrobe with me and get rid of stuff that I can no longer wear or no longer need or should not have in my wardrobe.
Oh, okay. So we'll have Wayne do that. Wayne can weed that out, right? No. Throw, keep. Yeah, that's what she's going
to
do there.
Yeah, but by the time Wayne gets done, I probably won't have anything to wear at all. No.
That's right. Anyway, okay, let's wrap this up. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. And if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or rantbearpodcast.com. Or call and give us a comment at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave us a comment. Yeah, people called in the last episode, the 276.
And if you want to contribute to the Help a Brother Out Fund, you can write your checks payable to Ray Priest and send them in the post office box.
Oh, okay. P.O. Box 2511. Humble, Texas 77347.
Yes. We take all denominations.
Uh-huh.
We take cash, money orders.
Yeah. For donations. Send donations to Ray. Okay, so what else? Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.